Now, this man about to join us did ride Happy Clapper late last week in a trial. Made his comeback to race riding yesterday. Just for starting off, James Road, Dawn Passage in the first. Winner first ride back, and somehow he gets Tom Melbourne over the line first. But a great comeback from Blake Shin, and he's been good enough to join us. Blake, good morning. Congratulations, and, well, it's been a long road back, Blake.
Good morning, guys. Yes, great day yesterday. Hope it's been a long road back, but, couldn't have wished for a better comeback day yesterday, Ray. It's pretty special to be able to come back with the winning double yesterday. Like you said, to be able to get Tom Melbourne out. I still can't work that one out.
Blake, were there times when you thought that yesterday wouldn't happen, that you wouldn't get back to race riding?
Yeah, for sure. When I was laying on my hospital bed, I really wasn't really sure what the future held. And you just prayed and let the body heal, and it's basically a day by day. You just day by day, hopefully getting better, and it's just a long, slow process. And you know, the neck was one thing, and then the body was the other, which is the recovery and getting yourself in tune. And that was extremely tough, and there were points at that time going through, the pain of getting the weight off and training, whether that was all worth it, because that was painful. But as you see yesterday, there's nothing like riding winners, and it's a great adrenaline rush, and it's just a huge sense of accomplishment coming back and the way I did yesterday.
So, Blake, if the neck is one thing and the body's another, what about the mind? Mm. Where did the motivation come for you to have to, it's okay to get to the race day, but there's a lot of hard work, as you mentioned. Where'd the motivation come for that?
It's interesting. You know, it's initially I allowed my mind to just have a break from racing because I needed a break, because I do work myself extremely hard. I'm 24/7 racing, and it was good to get away. And then when I really thought, well, this is what I want to do and come back to riding, I basically said, well, I've got no choice. Mm-hmm. I put the blinkers on, and as hard as it was, I wasn't going to let anything get in the way of stopping me to come back riding. So no matter how hard it was, whether I was, training three times a day and, doing a lot of effort and dieting really hard, I was going to break through that barrier of getting my body to a point where, it was the weight was right, and I was fit as I could be, and I did that. I broke through it. It was probably only the last 3 weeks where I got through that barrier, because I was 63 kilos and my body stabilized at that. But once I got through it, it was a big achievement, I think.
Mm-hmm. Blake, just for our listeners, can you just describe exactly the nature of your injuries from that barrier trial fall back in August? And I know Jimmy touched on it, but when you're returning, the physical aspect is one thing, the mental aspect is another. Given the seriousness of your injuries, Blake, is there a fear factor there?
Right. On that note, there's not really, for mine, there wasn't a fear factor, but I did question, is it all worth it? Yes, jockeys do get paid a lot. On the flip side, we are risking our life every day. Mm-hmm. And I do have to work extremely hard on having to maintain my fitness and my weight to ride. So I did ask myself those questions. But then, you know, I had a good talk to myself, and racing, riding is innate in me. And it's an ability that I've got. It's second nature. And that's why I really wanted to come back and ride. I could have went and done other things, but, you know, I love the animals. I love competition, and, you know, it's just nice to be able to get back out there. And, you know, yesterday I was just so calm going to the track, because it was just like I was going back to work, and something that I just know that I do every day. Mm. Be like you, Ray, not going to work writing articles, you wouldn't know what to do with yourself.
Breaks out in a cold sweat, Blake.
That's it. That was like me. You know? But when you do it all the time, and I've been doing it for 16 years, and you get that taken away, and then you come back to it, it just you feel at peace with yourself, and that's how I felt yesterday. It was great.
Blake, you said you talked to yourself. Did you speak to anyone else? Did you speak to, from a professional side of things, did you speak to a mentor that helped you get to where you were yesterday?
Yeah, I did. I got many mentors, and a lot, and they're close friends as well.
Mm.
I've probably got five or six of them who I really look upon, and they're all older guys, 50 years old and over, and I'm glad that they're a part of my life. I, you know, it's nice to have, you know, older people around me who have been through the, you know, the hardships of life, and they really just help me relax. They try and get me to switch off, because that's a big thing of about myself, is that all I do is just 100 mile an hour racing, and I just need to tone down, because I do work so hard. So there's probably a lot of people like that, but I feel, you know, when you're really committed to your job, that you need to do have a, you know, some downtime, and you know, that's something that I'm going to be focusing on going forward. And I really do appreciate the people who are in my life, and we did have a nice meal last night together, and it was just thoroughly enjoyable to reward them as well, because they've been on this journey with me.
Great.
Yeah, excellent. Well, on the track then yesterday, Blake, you made a statement obviously with your first ride back, but so did that two-year-old. He was impressive, Dawn Passage.
Yeah, how good was he? Mm. He was just brilliant. What I was most impressed by his ability to race back in the field, and also manoeuvre through the field and show a great turn of foot.
Mm.
Not many horses that I've ridden that are 2 years old and have their first start can race as well as he did, and at that level in the city and quicken up like he did. I was very impressed. Gay and Adrian have a good opinion of him, and I feel going forward that... you know, he's going to be contesting some highly you know, graded races and be very competitive. I thought the way he quickened showed that he's above average.
Absolutely.
Mm. Blake, Tom Melbourne's been competitive for the last 3 years, just hasn't been able to win. What on earth happened yesterday?
Like I said in the first part of the show, Jimmy, I don't really know. I was you know, that was a great feeling to see him do that. You know, he has got a cult following.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was nice. He silenced a few critics there yesterday, Tom, and he just was a devastating win. I felt on facts and figures when I did the form that this was his race to win. Yeah. Mm. Or this was his race to actually lose, because he everything was set up nicely. He was thrown in at 55.5 kilos compared to some of his opposition, whether they were coming up through the ranks like Penske, who had 53. He'd have been racing at benchmark races. So for Tom Melbourne to be racing at Group 1 level, to give Penske 2.5 kilos, I thought Tom was well in, and horses at the top of the weights, I thought Tom Melbourne, 55.5, and those were carrying 60. I thought, yeah, he just has to beat them if he puts his mind to it, and he really delivered.
Mm.
He savaged the line, and it was great to see.
Yeah.
Great to have you back, Blake. Fantastic double first day back, and it sets up hopefully for a big autumn for you. Congratulations on the comeback, and we hope to talk to you many more times for the Autumn Carnival.
Hear, hear.
Thank you very much. Great chatting. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Blake.
Blake Shin.
Great story, isn't it?
That is so interesting. Mm. That is so interesting. Forget about the racing. Yeah. You know,
his mindset, how strong is he?
To come back into that.
And we also should make mention of Andrew Adkins, who was suffering from pericarditis. I hope I get that right.
Mm.
Had a month off. He made his comeback yesterday, and it's great to see two such talented young jockeys back fighting fit and back riding well.